So a lot of good things are happening, and we just are excited about what's been happening here on Wednesday nights. Hasn't Pastor Brenda done a tremendous job? I mean, the subject of prayer has been so very rich, and she's going to be sharing the last installment of that teaching on April 10th, where I believe that she's going to be talking about her final subject area of prayer. It's going to be so very rich. Amen? And she's done a tremendous job. So I just want to share a couple things that she has shared before we launch out in prayer tonight. Let's take a look at Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and we could look just at verse 18. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the leading of the Spirit, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, by the empowerment and the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So that's the way prayer should be, praying in the Spirit. Amen? And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So that's the golden text of what she has been teaching along the lines of prayer. And then just one other verse. Let's all look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And if we could look together at verses 14 and verse 15. That's little John, 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but little John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. You know, it's good to be confident in our prayer life. And so he says this, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything in direct accordance to his will, he hears us. So we know here in this church that his word is his will. So when we're praying his word, we're praying his will, and that brings great confidence into our lives. Now notice in verse 15, it says, if we know that he hears us, well, we know that he does because we ask according to his will. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And so tonight we're going to let our petitions be made known unto God. We're just at the tail end of our 21 days of prayer. How many of you have been enjoying that? Praise the Lord. And we're reading right now in the book of James. Amen. And what I was led to do just for this season right now is to give you three basic prayer assignments. The first week, we prayed for an awakening to God for our nation and an awakening in the body of Christ. And then the second week, we prayed about the gifts or the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Are those important for the church? It's important that the church covet them and desire them. And Pastor Tom's going to be leading us in the area of prayer in a little bit along those lines. Gift of faith, working of miracles, praise the Lord, and gifts of healings. Amen. And so now this week, and Pastor Tom's also going to lead in that area, Easter's coming up. And it's a big celebration. And there's a lot of preparation for this celebration. Amen? And there's a lot of things that happen in the background that most people, when they attend church, don't see. I mean, but from workers to the platform, to the musicians, to the singers, to the pastors, I mean, to everyone, to the nursery workers, children's ministry, youth ministry, it is a big deal. The resurrection's a big deal. And it should be celebrated well. But you see, the part of the preparation is prayer preparation. And we're going to do some of that tonight. Amen? And so my part in tonight is going to be, number one, to lead you in prayer for the awakening. I also want to say this. You know, sometimes United prayer meetings like this are new to people. Not most of the people, but it's new to people. Maybe new to people online. So just be comfortable and relax. And don't feel like you need to keep up with the Joneses in your prayer life. Don't feel like, you know, that you need to pray as fervently or as in many tongues as other people do. You might just pray in English. You might just be there and say, yeah, I agree. Glory to God. So be it in Jesus' name. Amen? And so my part in this tonight then is to go ahead and pray about the awakening. And then also last week, Pastor Brenda, in her teaching, encouraged everyone to go ahead and bring the information concerning people that you wanted to pray for in your family. It could be coworkers. And let me just read it exactly how she wrote it. Amen. She mentioned that you might want to write down name of friends or family members that aren't born again or out of fellowship with the Lord. If so, if you brought the list, go ahead. When we start praying for it, just hold it up before the Lord. And even if you didn't bring a list and you're thinking of those people right now, you go ahead and just lift them up in prayer, and we'll come in to prayer with you for their salvation. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then, of course, Pastor Tom's also going to be praying about, man, there's a ton of invitations that went out for Easter celebration. Amen? So we want to pray that people will yield to that. Amen. Is everybody comfortable tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not going to have an all-night prayer meeting. We're cognizant of the time and everything. But let's get some business done. Let's get some kingdom business done together. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to invite you to all to stand at your feet if you would. And then once we lead in prayer, if you feel like you want to walk around, just don't walk down the middle aisle. You can walk down the other aisles. You may want to, you know, just kind of kneel or sit or lay on the floor or whatever. How many of you know there's power in unity? Yes. Brenda did a great job on united prayer. And one of the definitions that she gave is united is the state of being one or united, oneness or singleness, the quality of being one in spirit or in sentiment. And I love these, what she said in her notes. There's power in unity, united in purpose, united in praise and worship, united in prayer will produce powerful results that will not happen by themselves. Amen? Amen. So thank God. Let's lift up our voice and thank God for the opportunity. Father, we come before you tonight. We are united in prayer in one heart and in one purpose. We know what your will is. We know what your plan is. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for morande. Father, we lift up, and we pray tonight for an awakening in this nation, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that men and women, their hearts will be open to you, that the Spirit of the living God would minister to each and every one of you. We know, Lord, across this land that spiritual hunger and thirst are at an all-time low. But we thank you for the promise in your word that when we ask, you will pour out rain. So we ask right now, let's go ahead together and say, Lord, we ask you. We ask you for rain. In the time of the latter rain, for rain to fall in every city, every state in this country, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that every person in every walk of life, every social status, every economic status and political persuasion will experience the outpouring of your Spirit and the presence of God. In this place tonight, we take the name of Jesus and we take authority over spiritual darkness that is trying to invade our nation. And we declare that men and women are awakening to God. Thank you, Father, for a true spiritual awakening and an invasion of your glory accompanied with the power of God in manifestation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So just go ahead now, find a place of prayer. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. As we target our hearts and as we target our minds on this great awakening. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We know, Lord, that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, that we pray out the perfect will of God. We pray out the plan of God. Oh, Father, we pray thy kingdom come, that your great will be done in our nation, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, many lives in the valley of despair, Lord. Awaken them to your love. Awaken them to your mercy, Lord. Awaken them, Lord. Awaken them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for moving. Thank you, Lord, for moving in every state, in every county. Thank you even for a great awakening right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, Lord. Oh, Father, by faith, we say men and women calling out to you, men and women repenting, men and women turning from their wicked ways to you, Lord. Oh, Father, glory to God. Maru que steste matore, vejino tolamare, veleboronde de bekestia, ambole de gelegondre diste pacondre bastia, ambro de she. Afratamo, oreneste, calamondre, in the name which is above every name. We pray in the name. We expect in the name. Oh, Father, we have an expectation. We have an expectation of days of heaven upon the earth, days of glory upon this place, days of glory. Oh, brichi samatia labrande, asnalomore di casea. And we nombre tishelemene, and we pray in the name, and we prophesy in the name, and we expect in the name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus over our nation. Thank you, Father. Give them, Lord, eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord, ears to hear. Oh, glory to God. May there be a great awakening. A great awakening, a grande casombre di celebrante, a great awakening. Ambro dice caparene sciola brande de besti andola barene. In the name of Jesus, obre chi samatia, ombre niste. We pray the perfect will of God tonight, saints. Because when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray according to the will. We pray according to the plan of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, for moving in this country. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the local churches. Thank you, Father, for an awakening, not only in this nation, but, Lord, an awakening in the body of Christ. An awakening in the body of Christ. Oh, brechi samatia. Oh, ringi de bastile bronde le beste. A turning away. A turning away. A turning away from division. A turning away from that which divides the body. A turning away. A turning away of those things that do not contribute to revival. That do not contribute to the awakening. We pray for the leadership in the body of Christ, Lord. The leadership in the body of Christ. Oh, brinde samarite amo lobre kestea. Your men and your women of God everywhere in this nation, Lord. The Ambrocasia taking their place of leadership, taking their place as examples of love, examples of unity. In the name of Jesus, we come against the division that has come against the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh, breke samaride. Oh, mende gelemandre de samaranda. We refuse to fall out with one another. We refuse to argue with one another. We refuse to breke stean, to belittle one another. But Lord, let there be a lifting. Let there be a lifting in the body of Christ. Let there be a lifting among the leaders in the body of Christ. Oh, breke sambro diste mandea. Oh, remessi seende. Oh, we thank you that the love of God never fails and the love of God will always prevail. Oh, glory to God. Sembro castia, never failing, unfailing, unfailing love. Thank you, Father. And so we pray for unity in the body. We pray for unity in the body of the Anointed One, for unity in the body of Christ. No, no, no. We'll not agree on everything. No, no, no. We'll not agree on every little thing. But Lord God, one thing we can agree on is that Jesus is alive and Jesus is Lord. We can agree on a revival in America, Lord. Oh, prakasidimo rande. In the name of Jesus, even as Ron Hart Bonnke said about Africa, Africa shall be saved. Africa shall be saved. We say America shall be saved. America shall be saved. The USA shall be saved. Alpha and Omega. Om randisea. It cannot be done without your help, Lord. So we enlist your help. Come on, let's cry out for the heaven's help. Let's cry out for heaven's help. We acknowledge that we need heaven's help. Thank God for the helper. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Om ride celebrande. Amre ne shere prokani ne. Oh, thank you for the helper. Om ride ste mata. You can take a mess and you can turn it around. Yuke sela marande de beshtea. Om ride. Just like they said of David, there's no help for him in God. Just like they're saying about the USA, there's no help for this place in God. But Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus, as we put our stake in the ground, as we intercede, as we make supplication in the name of Jesus, we speak restoration to America. We speak restoration to America. We speak revival in America. We speak the deluge of the floods of the Holy Ghost in America. Om Redeshna Lamataya. We speak in an awakening in the USA. Oh, Remasara. Frekamado Salam Ronde de Beshtea. Oh, Ratama. Oh, thank you for notable miracles, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving by your Spirit, the moving of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Ramasiste Mata. You've raised up this nation for a purpose. You've raised us up to be a beacon. You've raised us up to be light, light in a dark world. Oh, Ramasia. So we speak over the country. We speak over the states. We speak over California. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. For we know the light of the goodness of God, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, dispels darkness. Om rike samania. Lendolobo ore nishelemolama. So we push back darkness. We push it back in the name of Jesus over our borders, over our ports. Oh, Ramasite la maranda la baha. We come against the plans of the evil one. We bind up the spirit of terrorism in the name of Jesus. And we hold the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bracasunde de basso remene. Omeni sherebelinde le bocondre. No weapon formed against our country shall prosper. No weapon formed against our churches shall prosper. No weapon formed against our venues shall prosper. In the name, in the name, in the name. We pray in the name. We declare in the name. We prophesy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 devil. Woo, breke shamahai, nene mahai. Ah, so ye, lo le ba, ye le ba. Just stay with it a little bit. Stay with it a little bit. Ha 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 mokata, e shenamato, omo nene, ma nene mota. Celebrations, celebron delebe shelabon trasiando, o mankening la mongende. Nothing gonna stop this mighty moving force. Nothing is gonna stop the blood-bought church. Nothing's gonna stop the purchased possession. Glory to God. Nothing will stop the church. Non delebe stelebrete. Varondo lobo colobo rode de diala. Yende de lobo sondere de dianda la bahia. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you've brought a name, or if you have in your heart tonight someone to pray for to be lost to be saved, praise God, just lift up your hands right now. Lift up your hands. Let's hold up our families. What do you say? Let's hold up our loved ones. Probably everyone in the house has a loved one that you've been concerned about. Let's just take the care of our loved ones and let's just roll the care of them over on the Lord before that we enter into this arena of prayer. Lord, we refuse to worry about them. We refuse to carry the care one day longer in any way, fashion, or form about our loved ones. We roll all our cares about them over on you. You said in your word to be careful for nothing. You said in your word, do not fret. Do not have anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. Pastor Brenda did a marvelous job teaching on supplication. Everything by prayer and supplication. Do what? Let your requests be made known unto God. Raise a hand toward heaven and say, this is my request. That my loved ones, each and every one of them, would come to the cross of Christ, that would open up their hearts and to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now, devil, we serve you notice. Take your hands off of them. We demand that that darkness that has held them in bondage to be removed. We speak in faith. We speak to the mountains of darkness. We speak to the demonic forces that have held them back in Jesus' name. And right now we claim each and every one of them for Jesus. We declare they're saved. We declare they're saved. My loved ones, I call them saved. Now just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost over them. Ask the Lord to give you help. Ask the Lord to give you utterance. 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 Oh, pasia. Andre boshele mele mahali endehele heshe namoka. Woo, glory to God. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming in. They're coming. They're coming out. Sahaha. They're coming out. They're coming out. Makesiat. Aha. They're coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out of lifestyles. They're coming out. They're coming out. Oh, Rabasikenene. Oh, in the name of Jesus. They're coming out of darkness. They're coming up. They're coming out of darkness. They're coming out of addictions. They're coming out of lifestyles. We claim them, Lord. We pull them out of the fire. We pull them out of the fire. We pull them out of the fire. We stand in the gap for our loved ones. Oh, Mardishe Parana. O randa sistea, o monige debo condre dize de mota. I'm telling you what, another couple of minutes, there's an anointing here right now. Stay with it. Stay with it. We're going to have a transition in a minute, but just stay with it. Glory to God. O nengili mashe la malane. O nianda. Angels, angels, angels. Yeah, 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 angels. We loose the ministering angels. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, we loose the laborers. We ask you, Lord, for laborers. 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 Ha ha. Some of those laborers. Some of those laborers are human. But some of those laborers are angels. Ha ha ha. Woo, thank you for the laborers, Lord. Branga la ma shele lo la ma ha. Ong ling dan dong ling da ma. Ah no, we'll not limit you. We'll not limit you. We'll not limit the Holy One of Israel. You're a great big God. You're a great big God. And we declare your hand is upon our loved ones. Woo! Glory to God. The hand of the Lord is upon them for good. We prophesy the hand of the Lord is upon our loved ones. Oh, prekisema. Now expect, expect, expect. Have an expectation. Have an expectation. We expect it. Pason reniste maha. Glory to God. Oh, lift up your hands now. Lift up your voice. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify you. We magnify you. Know this, that I am working. I am working. I am working. I am working on them. I am working for you. I am working on your behalf, says the Lord, just because you ask. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn the service now over to my faithful assistant pastor, Pastor Tom. Amen.
You can take a rest. Sit down for a minute. I was impressed. I didn't know that I was going to have this opportunity, and it is an opportunity. While I was praying in the Holy Ghost earlier this week, the word attest came up in my mind. Attest. So I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. Attest, attest. What does that mean? So I just waited on the Lord, and he brought to my remembrance about the fact that in Acts chapter 2, in verse 22, the Apostle Paul referred to Jesus as a man that was attested by God by the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. I looked that up in a couple of translations as I was waiting on the Lord. In the NIV, it says, Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God by the miracles, the wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. It says in the ESV, it says, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with, listen, mighty works and wonders and signs. Mighty wonders, works, and signs, miracles are not something that the Pentecostal tradition made up. That, you see, was how Jesus walked. He walked and was accredited, or you might say the stamp of approval was upon him by the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that flowed through him. Listen what it says in the Good News Translation. Don't know if we have it, but it says this, fellow Israelites, Jesus of Nazareth was a man whose divine authority was clearly proven to you by all the, what is it? The miracles, the wonders, praise the Lord, which God performed through him. Praise the Lord. Just a couple of more. In the NLT, it says this, that God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing what? Powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him. This is not a Pentecostal construct. This is the Bible. This is how the Son of God walked. Now, if we are going to be effective in witnessing and reaching, we must operate the way Jesus operated. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And so I noticed that when I went to Mark 16 and he commissioned the disciples to go and minister the gospel to every creature, he said that these signs will follow those who believe. Is that right? Let me see in the Amplified if I have some of that verbiage here. Hallelujah. It says, and these, in the Amplified, it says, or actually it's in the Passion. It's Mark 16 in the Passion. And these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons. In other words, take authority over the devil in my name. They will speak in tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous. And they will lay hands on the sick and heal them. Kenneth E. Hagin did not invent this. Kenyon did not make this up after having 18th century pizza. This is the Bible. These are our roots. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With what? With the Holy Ghost and with power. And then he was able to go about and do what? Do good and healed all who were what? Oppressed of the... Don't let anybody talk you out of this. This is the power of God in manifestation. And our world is starving for it. And in case you thought that it was just for a few, I already read Mark 16. We'll start praying in just a moment. But when Jesus sent out the 70, notice that he commissioned them with the same thing. He said, let me see. Oh, well, I'll just take it in again. I guess we're in the Passion a little bit today. It says, anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and not only me, but the one who sent me. When the 70 missionaries returned, they were ecstatic with joy, telling them, Lord, even the demons obey us. when we commanded them in your name? And then Jesus replied, while you were ministering, I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven like lightning. Notice he said, while you were ministering. What did he see? While they're ministering, Jesus is watching things topple. Now, I know that the hermeneutic on this may be a little stretched because we're in the Passion Translation, but I believe that in the heavenlies, when we're praying like we did tonight so far and like we're going to continue to do, there will be things toppling in the spirit realm. Give me scripture and verse. We're casting down strongholds of the enemy. God has called us to cast them down. He's given us a commission. Hallelujah. There's authority in the body of Christ. You've got authority on the heels of your voice. Hallelujah. The voice of a king. Where the voice of the king or where the word of a king is, there is power. And of course, this is delegated. We're operating in obedience to him. Is that right? Hallelujah. So in keeping with this, we're going to ask God for his power unashamedly. I am not ashamed of the power of God. I am not ashamed of the Holy Ghost. I'm not ashamed about speaking in tongues. I am not ashamed about taking authority over the devil and telling him to take his hands off my family, my city, my country. Come on, church. Our schools. We are not ashamed. Hallelujah. And I think I'm in the house with the right people. So let's just humble ourselves before the Lord. Lord, we are so honored to be able to partner with you in this endeavor, God. Lord, we understand that you have chosen us and you've appointed us for this hour, Lord God, to flow with the love of God. And the love of God also is with the power of God, with the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, in this house, we will not despise the gifts of the Spirit. Lord, in other places, in other camps, people might. Lord, you can help them, we pray. But not in this camp. Lord, we are inviting. In fact, your word said, a very strong word. He said, covet. Covet. Come on, we need everybody in this house, under the sound of my voice, to covet. That's a very strong, strong yearning for the gifts of the Spirit to be in manifestation. Oh God, we yearn for the gifts to be in manifestation. And not only just any gift, but the best gifts, Lord. The ones that are needed. And Lord, I see, Father, that we are standing together, Lord God, for the power gifts, the revelation gifts. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for the ability that only the Holy Ghost can produce. Lord, we can't do this. We need the anointing. We need the flowing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray as pastors ministering the word on Sunday morning. We thank you that the prophetic edge would be there, that he would reach in, Lord God, and tell it like it should be in the name of Jesus. The mystery of the gospel made plain, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that the gifts of healings, the working of miracles, hallelujah, and the gift of faith will be in manifestation in our midst. Not just for one day, not just for a special meeting, but Lord, on a regular basis. We thank you for discernment. We thank you for the gift of tongues and the interpretations of tongues. We thank you for the word of wisdom to be in manifestation and the gift of knowledge, the word of knowledge. Oh, sika nisto bordineste que tena soporteneste pratas. Yerstokortiliasaya. Like you said, Lord. Like you said in Mark 16, and they went everywhere preaching, and the Lord working with them confirmed. You confirmed the words, Lord God. Let the presence of God be strong in this place. Let's pray about the presence of God in this place. God, we honor you. We know that you get all the glory in this place. Lord, we mean business. We're yearning for hearts to be changed. We're yearning for people to be healed. We're yearning for minds to be set in the right mind and at peace, God. We're yearning, Lord God, for marriages, Lord God, to be reconciled. We're praying, God, for children to come back. children to come back where they belong, to the Father's house. God, in this place, we're believing, God. We're believing mighty manifestations of healings, God. Lord, we believe that God's people ought to be well. We believe, God, what your word says, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth us. Lord, that you would take sickness and weakness out of the midst of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, God, in this place that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. And I thank you that healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. And Lord, we agree with you, God, that as you flow through believing hearts, Lord, we take you at your word. Lord, we tear the roof off. We're the bunch that tears the roof off. We don't wonder. We don't wander. We know what we're doing. We're coming to touch the hem of your garment, Lord. We're coming to stand in the gap for people that are hurting in the mighty name of Jesus. Now noso pritilis. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Lesto cortilidia sta prata. More sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. As a congregation, Lord, teach us. Teach us, Lord God, as a congregation, how to operate as one. Eresiaka. May not a one of us frustrate or grieve or distract from the Holy Ghost working in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for the ministers. Praise God, we thank you for the leaders. Praise God, but we also thank you, Lord, that as a church, we'll learn how to cultivate, yeah, reverence. God, we reverence you in this place. We reverence you, Lord. Lord, we don't want three poems. Lord, we don't want three poems and a quick scripture. We need the presence of God. We want lives changed, God. We need new creatures, God, in the name. In the name. Baratiko sapatini. Eneketo kolototiesta. Yera kana nicho sostrataya. Real changes, God. Real changes. New creatures coming out of this place. New creatures in the name of Jesus. Old things passing away. It's time for the new creatures to manifest. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the life of God manifesting. Lelo, sure. This is sure. This is for sure. A sure thing. Ninon gizandron gizando staneketi. Yes, Papanini. Yes, Portolonia. Lord, may not a one of us limit the Holy One of Israel. May not a one of us. Aha. Esco socone petendo lo cortelisti prata. May no sure. What's that sure? The sure. The assurance, Lord. I thank you for the assurance that you're bringing. Yeah, that's it right there. Lord, I thank you that you have approved of this place. I thank you that you have attested this place. You have attested these pastors, this congregation, as those that are hungry and humble before God. Lord, we pray that the name of Jesus would be freely and highly lifted up in this place. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you would stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Hallelujah. And do mighty wonders and healing by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Holy Lord. Holy. Not just playing. Pastor's got
something. That's right. Omri dice. Haha. What I'm sensing in my spirit, Pastor Tom, as you're praying, that there's a stirring that's taking place. And when I'm costiste atore neste, specifically a stirring in the ranks, a stirring in the church. Amasote amoninde, even as the Apostle Paul said, stir up the gift. Stir up the gift. The gift. Stir up the charisma, the charisma. Stir up the gift. Omakile. Let's pray for a stirring in our congregation. A stirring. Mare, the ranks are being stirred. Makistea. Oh, Manishe, not just one here and one there and one over here and one over there, but in the ranks. Haha, the ranks are being stirred, stirred by the Spirit, stirred up to pray. Pakasondre dishte, stirred up to obey. Oh, thank you, Lord. We pray about the stirring. Marando kashe la mala, indela mo kondre dishte la moroka. And along with Takasi Andola Brate Asala Mondea, along with the stirring comes a hearty agreement. A hearty agreement. Yeah, me too. Yes, Lord, yes, me too. Not just the pastors, not just Sobrondirika Samataha, but a stirring in all of the ranks. in all of the people. The gifts of the Spirit flowing through the body. The gifts of the Spirit flowing through the body. Yeah, even you. You and 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 all of you. The gifts, the stirrings. The stirrings. Oh, Lord, let there be a stirring. Let there be a stirring in the ranks. Let there be an expectation in the ranks. May the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing come upon the whole body. The whole body coveting. The homre ke shandlo klapastea. Oh, Mati, speaking, speaking. You speak to them in the stirring. You speak kalamastea. You show them things in that stirring. You reveal things to them in that stirring. And your men and your women and your young men and your young women and your children, haha, they shall flow in the Holy Ghost. They shall flow in the Holy Ghost. The stirring shall not procasiste mandola baranda. It'll not just be in this room, but it'll be in the children's room. It'll be in the preschool. Ha 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 ha. Oh, it'll be in the youth. Bakalinde. Oh ho ho. Mala moline molande lebo casa. Such a stirring. Such a stirring. Such a stirring. Oh, waves, 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 waves. Waves, Lord. Mase no kataya. Ongli makanda. Inne mongli manyandong ya pango teshtong yendetona maha. For now is the time. Now is the same. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now ebrakoseman. Right now is the time. Bro gindise pakanda. For the ranks to be stirred. And for the ranks to stand up. And for the ranks to say in agreement, yeah, that's me, that's us. All of us together. All of us together in expectation. All of us together. Expectation. Expectation of the greater manifestation. And I saw something else that's kind of funny. I want everyone to stand up. I saw us all doing this. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, Rama Kishema. Since Brenda and I came in 1982, I'd go down to the Oakland Coliseum and I'd watch the Oakland A's. Tomorrow's the opening of the baseball season. But one of the things that happened at the Oakland Coliseum on a regular basis, they would do the wave. 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 And what I must sobrendiche ene kota, and what I must sonde balite elongde, and I believe what that wave represented for them in the natural realm was victory. Yes, we're in agreement for the A's to win. Glory to God. Well, if you are in agreement for a stirring in the ranks, if you're in agreement for greater manifestations among the whole body, let's start over here with a wave and say, yeah, that's me. Glory to God. Over here. Over here, okay, back and forth. Woo, glory to God. Waves of the Holy Ghost. Waves of revival. Waves of glory. Waves of revival. Say it, Lord. Sign me up, Lord. Sign me up. Put me in, coach. Glory to God. Use me for your glory. Woo! Come on, everybody. These waves represent the anointing. It represents the glory. Come on, somebody. Wave, shout, dance the victory. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Waves, 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 waves. Big waves, great waves, waves of glory, waves of manifestations, waves of the goodness of God flowing through the body of this. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. So if I get up on a Sunday morning and say it's time for the wave, you guys will know what I'm talking about. Let's do one more time. Waves. Woo. Yeah. Some of you are getting freed up. You're getting freed up. Praise the Lord. We are not to come to church to watch. We're not to come to church. We're to come to church to participate. and to expect. Amen. God is going to use our members, our partners in the anointing. Praise God. I got to say it in tongues. Glory to God. I think we ought to sing something. I think we ought to sing something. Now, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray over every member. We pray over every person that'll be in this house on Sunday. We declare that health and healing flows through every one of us. Lord, the strength of God flows through us. The anointing flows through us. But devil, we bind you. You will not fool with our equipment. You will not fool with our members. You will not cause any disruptions in any way, fashion, or form. We declare now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Woo! Glory to God. If you believe it, shout. If you believe it, give God some praise. Woo! I like that, man. Woo! Glory to God. I'm waving. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To your will and to your ways. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! Somebody's, glory to God. Somebody's getting healed right now. Hallelujah. Ooh, are you glad you came tonight? Amen.